شكرا.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I speak on behalf of MAAT for Peace, Development and Human Rights and the International Alliance for the Reduction of Weapons. While we continue our discussions on laws, it is important to look into the applicability of international humanitarian law on these systems. IHL seeks to protect civilians and combatants or the combat and also to reduce the and to regulate the warfare. We see that the regulation of a legal system for laws in line with IHL is a common responsibility on the shoulders of all of us. We have all to fulfill this responsibility to protect humanity, especially as we see armed attacks by some countries against their neighbors and development and sale of drones between these countries. We need not speak about certain countries or to name certain names of countries. Everyone knows them. Everyone knows that lethal autonomous weapon systems can affect the a path that ongoing armed conflicts take. Therefore, in the meetings last year, 30 countries expressed their support for the prohibition of lethal autonomous weapon systems, while 7 countries were against such prohibitions, and the remainder of the countries either took a neutral or vague stance in this regard. There are at least 30 countries that are currently, as we speak, developing lethal autonomous weapon systems or that have already developed these laws. This is a kind of derogation of transparency about the development of laws. Let's admit that the civil society cannot ascertain the accurate number of countries developing laws. Countries have hitherto not agreed on a legal system to reduce any possible risks of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Many countries do not meet the international requirements for international peace and security. Many countries do not apply IHL, and some consider it insufficient, and some know its rules but do not apply them. Therefore, MAAT for Peace, Development and Human Rights states that we have to take into considerations all risks of the application of lethal autonomous weapon systems, including the possibility of error in identification of civilians and targets, and also the possibility of loss of control, and also the possibility of these laws being used by non-state actors, and by that we mean terrorist groups or armed groups. Therefore, we need to have a proactive prohibition on the development of lethal autonomous weapon systems so that these risks do not materialize in the future. There needs to be monitoring mechanisms and regulations on the development and the deployment of lethal autonomous weapon systems, including a mechanism for human control and mandatory accountability. Such regulations and controls must also cover the development of laws and the deployment of laws, and they have also to always keep in mind the international humanitarian law. In conclusion, Mr. Chair, all stakeholders have to work together to set controls and regulations on the development and deployment of laws in line with international humanitarian laws. We call the attention of the members to the proposals of all parties, including Palestine and Austria. Thank you, Mr. Chair.